We have Kathy Voiles from Save Kennedy Point and recently from Standing from an Election and very active within Kai Conscious. And today we're going to be talking about Save Kennedy Point and the event planned for next week. Kia ora, Kathy. Ah, now I do need to turn the mic on. There we go.
Right, done good. It.
And turn the volume up. There we go.
Hello.
Great. Okay, lovely. So Save Kennedy Point, there's a Hug the Bay event planned for next week.
That's
do you want
right.
to tell us a bit about that?
So people may know that we're awaiting the decision of the Environmental Court to see if we can go for appeal. And those of us who have been actively involved in trying to protect that very fragile bay at Kennedy Point thought it's about time we actually got down there and looked at the bay and gave it a sort of a metaphorical group hug. Some people have seen activity in the form of a very large barge which was doing drilling work down there, and I heard from people that it was actually very noisy until about 9:45, and that's just only the tip of what will happen if this construction goes ahead. There will be literally chaos. I mean, it's pretty chaotic at the parking at the moment, even just getting onto the boat. I was there 2 weeks ago and backed up traffic, no one knew where to park, you know, there was trucks loading gravel. It was chaotic.
So, well, yeah, it is our key entry point to the island. I think, well, probably over 95% of freight comes through there, bar the little bits and pieces that might come in through Maitea now. Tell us about this, the sound of the drilling. So it's pounding. What is it? Do we know?
Well, they just said it was a heck of a noise until 9:45 at night.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and I believe that barge is gone. That's the rumour. I'm going to be going down this weekend and having a look and seeing exactly what's going on. But for all of us who use the vehicle ferry, and most of us do at one time or another, that coming into that entryway is such a relief when you leave the chaos of the city. And to look over that bay and see that large construction barge was just quite horrifying.
Well, I went down the other day and I thought it was a bit of a shame because you used to be able to see through the water there and it was looking a bit grey. Now, whether that was some other effect or the effect of the barge, I don't know. But I did think it was disappointing that it looked a bit silty and
sediment was clearly in the water. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Well, I mean, that we all know now. And I like to think, I really like to think that anything like this would not get a consent in this day and age, because numerous reports just reiterate the fact that sedimentation happens in marinas. And often that sedimentation has oil mixed up with it and toxicity, and it destroys bays.
Okay, so we've got the transport issues. I mean, the other thing I always think about is the occupation of the commons, that is public space. And it's actually a place that I go swimming because it's a deep water bay, and at certain times of day, it's actually a really convenient place to swim. And it's shady. So I really object to having, you know, a marina in that bay. But, you know.
Well, I think we all do. And, of course, you know, it comes down to money. And these berths are going to be horrifically expensive. Most islanders won't be able to afford them. And the few that can, you also pay a fee per year. It's just, it's really giving public space, the commons, over to private business. And that's something we should never be doing in our precious island. It's just a very poor example for everywhere, the rest of the world particularly.
Okay, so tell us about this event next week. What are you expecting?
It'll be a quiet event. We would like people, of course, weather dependent, but we'd love people to come down, try and find a park. I really advise coming on a bike or car sharing, because the people who live on that street tell me that parking is a total premium along there. And as we know, the car park is often full. So think about it. But 4 o'clock in the afternoon, if we just come down to the bay, you can bring some food, some kai to share. If you don't want to do that, that's fine as well. But we'll just have a little contemplation and a chat, and perhaps, you know, what's going to happen in the future, what could happen, and what will be our reaction to it. So 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, It's also Variety Night, which I think Kashmir is going to come and talk about, maybe. So there's a climate change environmental variety show after that in the evening at Artworks. So the whole theme of the day is really climate emergency, environmental degradation caused by construction, sea sprawl, and just a time to chat, a time to catch up, and a time for humans to really appreciate how fragile our environment really is.
And of course, it's really upbeat. So yes. You're coming to enjoy yourself with other people.
Yes, humans. It's really good to have a bit of a chat. It's not all doom and gloom. Sorry, I must be feeling a little bit. I've just walked along beside Blackpool and the tide is out and there's a whole lot of birds feeding and it was glorious. Mm. And I have to remind myself how lucky we are to live in this space. Mm. So yes, come along, I will be happy. And if anybody wants to read a poem full of joy and life, please do as well. Or sing a song or IATA or anything. I mean, you know, let's make it happy. Let's be positive. We've got to be optimistic about this.
Tremendous. So can you just give us a heads up? Because people sort of say, well, you know, what's the point? The marine is going in. You know, is that the case? What is actually going on? A lot of people are a bit vague about what they can do. And
well, we haven't got the verdict back. So, you know, there's always hope. As my mother would say, where there's blue sky, there's hope. And where there's a bay which doesn't have construction in, there is also hope. And this, you know, there's a many, many consents which will also have to be acquired for this marina if construction starts. And we can all ask the Auckland Council to let us know as the public what's going on and also ask our board to keep us informed. We need to know what's going on. We need to know if there's any changes, any variations to the consent given. So there's always hope. And I am a optimist. Hmm. So a pragmatic optimist, though. But let's be optimistic about it.
Oh, indeed. I mean, in fact, I was kind of wondering whether, you know, what it is that the applicant's actually wanting in that space. Because we've gone through an environment court hearing. We're now in the process of a rehearing for a proposal that they're now looking for a variation of conditions on to move from pilings to an anchoring system. And I'm thinking, well, is it an anchoring system where you just anchor something using an anchor, or is it a piling system? And apparently the initial drilling, am I right, suggested that the pilings would need to be drilled to 40 metres rather than 10 metres.
Whoa, that's big. That's a lot of disruption to our seabed, isn't it? So let's watch this space and let's really keep alert to what's happening. We need to know, just like we need to know how our water comes off the hill and into the sea and what it brings with it. We really need to watch. Construction is by its very nature destruction. So let's keep an eye on it.
Oh, that's an interesting way of thinking about it, yeah. I mean, I'm concerned a little bit about these massive stormwater pipes that are going in at
Blackpool
and at Onitangi. And we're told that's the best solution. I was on the board when those proposals were accepted. And much as I tried to sort of talk about, you know, alternatives or, you know, building up wetlands and not making massive stormwater pipes, that seemed to be the 21st century solution, which I was a bit surprised about because given the fact sedimentation is a massive issue in the Gulf, I don't really understand why we're building massive stormwater pipes and we're not finding a better solution. And the great thing about no longer being on the board is I don't have to pretend to support things that I just think need a little bit more scrutiny than maybe they've had.
Yeah, I think, you know, nature, we're at odds with nature in many ways when we construct concrete anything. So we really have to, I mean, I thought water gardens, replanting, like you, wetland restoration, and just accepting the fact that, you know, our coast is going to be eked away by rising seawater levels and climate emergency and planning for that and planning extraordinarily carefully. I think that's the key. We really have to look at what works, what doesn't work. There's just, we've got to work with our environment.
Mm. So lovely. Talking about working with supermarkets, segue into something completely different. Tell us about Kai Conscious. How long has that been going for now?
Over 2.5 years.
Lovely. So give us some stats or some magical things about what's happening in
that
space.
We've saved over 12,000 kilos worth of food in the last, I think we've been now met. What happens is that the team goes to the various businesses on the island, brings back their haul, and we weigh it and put it into different categories. So we've got dry goods, we've got eggs, we've got dairy, et cetera, et cetera. So we're getting a really good picture of what foods could be thrown into landfill and not into tummy full, as we say. And so I can't tell you the exact stats. I can just tell you that since November, I think, it's about 12,000 and much more now. So we'll do a Christmas stat sort of collection and let everyone know. But we've just served so many thousands and thousands of people lunch. Mm.
So the process, for anyone who doesn't know, is that you guys collect food from the supermarket.
Yes,
that would normally be thrown out because it's past its sell-by date and can no longer be sold.
Well, you know, let's say there's one cracked egg.
Right.
And it's perfectly within its sell-by date, but they can't sell that carton of eggs because there's a cracked egg. So it's not only the supermarket, it's other businesses on the island.
Right.
And we're very keen to establish relationships with even more businesses. So please ring us at the Sustainability Centre, WRT. And, you know, we're looking for food that's perfectly good, but it can't be resold. And luckily in New Zealand, we have something called the Samaritan Act, which allows me to give you something and it's your responsibility if you eat it or not.
Right.
So that covers litigation. But at Kai Conscious, we only do plant-based food and dairy. So we're not using meat because that's more difficult to manage, the whole thing. And people may know that in France they have this law where food businesses are not allowed to throw away, put into landfill, food which is fit for human consumption.
Oh, wow.
So I think we should be looking along that way in New Zealand as well. But, you know, businesses have to pay to have landfill taken away. So we're saying, hey, here we are. We can reduce your costs by actually taking this perfectly good food. Maybe it's a big, huge bag of flour, which has got a bit of a rip in the bag. Can't sell it. Slightly damaged packaging, but it's still perfectly good to eat.
I think the other side that I've really appreciated about Kai Conscious, I mean, I've only helped cook one day, but you get a whole, you know, people can come in early and help cook, which is such good fun. I learned how to make bread and butter pudding, which, you know, sounded really complicated. And then when I actually learned how to do it, I was like, oh my goodness, this is so easy. How embarrassing. I didn't know how to do this. But it was just such great fun to do. And a bunch of kids came in as well and were chopping bits and pieces. And it just, what I love about it is it's a whole mix of different ages and backgrounds and visitors. And there's a number of people who seem to have just been wandering through as backpackers and been directed to have lunch. Mm-hmm. And so there's a great mix of locals and visitors.
But there's new people every week, and there's people who come constantly, you know, and they're part of the Kai Conscious Cafe furniture, if you like. And it is a fabulous social gathering. And to me, that's what food is. I believe we can change the world by sharing a plate of food because we talk over food. So we find out what's going on. And actually, we're in the situation now with the Kai Cafe is that we have too many volunteers to cook often. So at the moment we allow 7 people to cook, and I might be able to give jobs out in the, you know, the dining area. But basically I say to people, just go and ask another human a few questions about themselves. Ask them if they've lived on the island all their life, where are they from, what do they do for a job? And that is the beauty, actually, the human contact. And as you say, learning how to make bread and butter pudding. So we have experts now on bread and butter pudding all over the island because, as you may know, the most wasted food is bread, followed by bananas, weird, followed by, I have to say, it must be eggs.
Oh, I was just going to say eggs. And oh, dear. And even the egg suppliers on the island are struggling at the moment because they're all the eggs are,
yes. Yeah, so all I can say is
being produced.
Let's make cakes. Let's freeze them. Frittatas is a wonderful way to get rid of eggs. And the thing that we've tried to teach every single person, I don't know how many thousands of people have come through now, but how do you find out if an egg is good still?
Oh, really? Okay, put do you want to tell us?
Yeah, put it in a bowl of water, cold water. If it goes straight up to the top, throw it into your bokashi. get rid of it. If it stays on the bottom of the bowl of water, it's perfectly good. And if it comes up slightly on its side, it's about 3 weeks old, and you can still use it in baking.
Oh, okay, but not for other uses, you'd suggest.
Well, you know, we're very careful. We've got to be careful about cooking for so many people. But that is basically the rule. So if it goes straight up, chuck it. Preferably, if you're going to put it into your bokashi, break it first.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you, Kathy, and thanks for all the different things you do in community. It's, you know, amazing to see you out and about. And you're a keen advocate for cycling action, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was an amazing event. I remember helping you with the popcorn on the at the cycling event.
Yes,
what was
thank
your highlight
you for
from that?
I just so many kids on wheeled devices, scooters, bicycles. I was in charge of bike parking. It was complete chaos, but it was marvellous to see bike after bike piled on top of each other. And I just want to say, I did very little. And thank you for helping with the popcorn. We learned a lot. By the way, you can
I'm just trying to get extra points. It was me.
Yeah, it was definitely Sharon. You can hire the popcorn maker. It's the only one on the island from the Once Upon an Island Trust.
Oh, woohoo.
So it's a brilliant little thing. It's a zero waste product because it doesn't matter because it's going to disintegrate. You know, if you drop some on the ground, it's going to disintegrate into the environment. Probably the seagulls will get it first. But what I want to say is Tanya Vibica, you just organised the most marvellous event. So thank you. And Simone, thank you very much. That ghouls and ghosties and spooks and spokes, the kids loved it. Thank you too to our WRT interns. You costumed up. You were answering great questions about gingerbread houses, etc. You did marvellously. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I've been leaning on Kathy to help out with island life so that we get a couple of girls on the show. Oh, we're supposed to call them women. But, you know, we'll work on that. So we might be hearing a bit more from Kathy.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.